Greetings again, followers of Jesus. This is Pastor Bob, and it's the Sabbath day, the Lord's day, but the day that the Lord has given to us. Amen. It's June 7th, and therefore it's episode 7 of John in June. So today we begin walking right where we stopped walking yesterday. If you remember, Jesus had done some healing on the Sabbath day, and the Pharisees were anxious to find out who did it. Who did it? And then it turns out they found out. And that last verse from yesterday about them was this: "For this reason, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but was also calling God his own Father, thereby making himself equal to God." Something to notice in the Gospel of John is his use of the word Jews, kind of a free, undisciplined use of that term Jews to categorize people that are against Jesus. Probably a little too liberal use of the term. And the Gospel is criticized by some for that. We're going to pick up right where we left off. We're starting at chapter 5, verse 19. We're going to go right to the end of chapter 5, verse 47. So, let us prepare ourselves. Get a good sip here of my double-bagged green tea, straight up. And that volt of candle providing all the light we need. Another beautiful day for walking with Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. The Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you will be astonished. Indeed, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whomever he wishes. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life. Very truly, I tell you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in him, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be astonished at this, for the hour is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek to do not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that his testimony to me is true. You sent messengers to John, and he testified to the truth. Not that I accept such human testimony, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But I have a testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father has given me to complete, the very works that I am doing, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified on my behalf. You have never heard his voice or seen his form, and you do not have his word abiding in you, because you do not believe him whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that testify on my behalf. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. If another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the one who alone is God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom you have set your hope. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe what he wrote, how will you believe what I say? What a wonderful lesson Jesus teaches us this day, as he in context is speaking to those that John, the author of the book, calls the Jews. It's really a sermon, a teaching for all of us. Every single person, Jew, Gentile, free, slave, man, woman, it doesn't matter. It's like going to graduate school in one day with Jesus Christ. Amazing. I encourage you to spend more time with that text today. Read it on your own. It's chapter 5, verses 19 through 47. Chapter 5, verse 19 through 47. Listen to it again, or twice, or three times. Just play it continuously. I promise every time you hear that, he's going to speak to you again in a way designed especially for you. But he's also got more to say, of course. This is the Sabbath. We have finished a good day at the Jesus Christ Graduate School of Enlightenment, and now he's walking over, and he gives us these final words. I am all around you, like a cocoon of light. My presence with you is a promise, independent of your awareness of me. Many things can block this awareness, but the major culprit is worry. My children tend to worry as an inescapable fact of life. However, worry is a form of unbelief. It is anathema to me. Who is in charge of your life? If it is you, then you have good reason to worry. But since I am in charge, worry is both unnecessary and counterproductive. When you start to feel anxious about something, relinquish the situation to me. Back off a bit, redirecting your focus to me. I'll either take care of the problem myself or show you how to handle it. In this world, you will have problems, but you need not lose sight of me. And now, I think it's unanimous that we can all sense a new presence. Today, in our heart, in our life, that when indeed we are being formed right now by the Spirit of the living God that is threading itself through every person who listens to this recording and joining us together in a metaphysical, mystical community of God, the beloved community. Surrender to it. God's taking control of your life now. Today is a turning point. But we'll be back tomorrow for episode 8. Until then, bask in the glory of God.